Hello. Welcome to the Power on Prevention podcast from EHE Health. I'm Daniel Jacobson, and today we are going to introduce the podcast by speaking to its host, Dr. David Levy. Welcome, David.
Thanks so much, Daniel. Great to be here.
Great to have you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about why we're going to do this podcast and what we'll be talking about?
First of all, I've always wanted to be a podcaster, so that's why I'm doing this. And this is a fabulous excuse. But that notwithstanding, we're in a new era in healthcare in America, which is we're post-pandemic, which was a once in 110-year event. And we've had all sorts of disruption in the healthcare system and in people's lives. And I think there's new challenges and coming up with respect to healthcare services, incidence of disease, big issues. Healthcare costs are going up, access is down, life expectancy is shortened, made worse by the pandemic. There's not much more you can do than to prevent illness at this point. And nobody talks about it. So we want to be out there talking about it every single day and getting people focused on what's the most sensible thing to do, which is to try very hard not to get sick.
Absolutely. And the way that we do that is through prevention.
Exactly.
Preventive health is an extraordinarily important thing that a lot of people either don't quite understand or don't necessarily put into practice. And we're going to try to make that better or not.
Well, let me put it to you another way. Everybody talks about prevention and wellness. And my gosh, I see all these healthcare companies advertising all sorts of things on television, all this consumer, these consumer ads and the like. And the truth is, for much of what's talked about these days in prevention, a lot of it is not evidence-based. They're assertions from a wide variety of sources. I think people need to be kind of settled down on the facts. I think that what we know to be the truth is that when you practice evidence-based prevention, which isn't to say that all these great wellness products and the like don't make you feel great and don't make you feel invigorated and all that, but in the end, it's all about prolonging life, reducing cancer incidence, reducing heart disease incidence, reducing mental health issues. There's a lot of evidence-based care out there that people don't access. They don't know to talk about it. They don't know how to talk to their doctors about it. They don't know how to talk to their families about it. And what we're going to do is to help people engage in a completely different dialogue that the healthcare system has been engaging in the past 50 years, which is about sickness and illness. We're going to be engaging in a dialogue that's about prevention and how to make sure that those terrible events don't happen, or at least reduce the risk of them happening. That's what this is about.
Excellent. Definitely a needed voice, I would say. In terms of the people that we'll be speaking to, or that you'll be speaking to moving forward, I know that we are going to be speaking to people from all different corners of the preventive health space, employer benefits, and other specialists and leaders in the field.
The vision for this podcast is to create a new kind of conversation. I've been in this business now for 35 years, maybe more, but I'm not telling you exactly how much more. And boy, the conversations have been really the same. Healthcare costs going, access going down, quality not so great. I don't want to have those conversations anymore because they're basically boring. We've heard it all before. I want to have transformational conversations. I want to talk to people and experts who really have a point of view about what at the very heart of healthcare in America needs to happen to make sure people don't get sick and to improve their longevity, their productivity, and their health and well-being. And so we'll talk to doctors who are frustrated about the system that's focused on disease. We'll talk to employers who are sick and tired of just paying claims and getting worried about whether they're going to get fired because the claims go up or not, to help them rethink what the difference between a medical loss ratio is or a medical investment ratio in terms of people's health. We'll talk about outside experts who can tell us how bad or good some populations are doing. Maybe we'll talk about what's happening outside of the U.S. in terms of some best practices. Because guess what? Lots of really great things happen outside of the U.S. People may know I spent a significant part of my life running a very large global healthcare business. And let me tell you, lots of good things happen outside of the U.S. that far outperform what we do here. So my view is an open mind, change of conversation, really talk to the stakeholders, listen to what's on their minds, how they think we should rethink this healthcare dialogue, and bring them to everybody's attention.
Great.
And it's going to be fun, too.
It is going to be fun. And yeah. It's definitely going to be a new conversation that we're starting about all of these topics and making sure that we're shining a spotlight on these issues that are getting either too little attention or not enough public broadcast attention.
Here is something that most people don't understand or know. Right before the pandemic, we published a big study, which was published in the American Journal of Epidemiology, which is a refereed journal. And what we found was that despite the passage of the Affordable Care Act, affectionately known as Obamacare, where prevention was supposed to be covered at 100%, 30% of Americans availed themselves of that benefit. And when they availed themselves of that benefit, they didn't get complete preventive care. The doctors didn't know what to give. The patients didn't know what to ask for. In no scenario is that not pathetic. It is totally pathetic. How can we change that?
Yeah, because the resources are there. They're just not being used.
They're not being used. They're there. And people simply aren't asking the right questions. How do you get there? What do we need to do? What's for me? Am I different because I'm a particular gender and age? What about where I live? What about my family history? Why would I fall into one recommendation versus another recommendation? And so I really believe that there's a lot to talk about. And again, we focus on evidence-based care. We're not going to make stuff up. We're going to speak to experts who are scientists who can validate evidence-based care. We'll talk about emerging evidence, things that sometimes aren't fully proven, but where directionally appear to be going correctly, because people always want to be on the leading edge. And we'll try to appeal to everybody's sensibilities in the sense that we should have somebody on this podcast. There should be something for everyone.
Exactly.
On this podcast, all of the stakeholders.
Yeah. It's definitely not a one-size-fits-all thing.
Definitely not.
No. Thank you so much for joining us and for launching this podcast. The first true episodes will be launching soon with some exciting guests. And you'll be able to get this on all of your favorite podcast suppliers. Thank you, Dr. Levy.
It's my pleasure. And the big question is, am I now officially a podcaster?
You were already a star. Now you've broadened into podcast star.
And how did I do?
You did. You aced it.
Yay. Do I pay you to say that?
Okay. No, totally. This is an honest assessment. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Daniel.
Bye.
Bye-bye.